A major report on Australian students' performance in NAPLAN and international tests has found education systems are failing vulnerable students. The reading and maths results of students from poor families, regional and rural areas, and struggling students have plummeted during the past decade. National education reporter Natasha Robinson has more.
All right, let's read some more words. What word?
Can.
Next word. What word?
Sing.
Excellent.
For 20 minutes every day, these Year 8 students enter an intensive literacy class. It's one of the steps teachers took to rescue the teenagers from total disengagement.
Some of the students enter Year 7 with a reading age of 8 or 9 years old.
That's Julie Ross. She's the principal of Cogra High School in Sydney South. 15-year-old Assam Hazaji is one of her students.
Last year, kept getting in trouble, not doing my work, not following instructions. When I started giving up on school, like, I don't really care about school anymore.
There are thousands of boys just like Assam in schools around the country. A new report by Dr. John Ainley, based on a review of data by the Australian Council for Educational Research, shows NAPLAN results for high school students, especially in Year 9, haven't improved in a decade.
It's about engagement. At that age, the boys just do not engage with school. So we had to find a way to engage them.
Cogra High withdrew students like Assam totally from ordinary classes and for a year worked with the boys on intensive instruction with one teacher.
We did programs with our local PCYC. We had a youth worker come in and work with the students. We built the relationship with the students so the students trusted us to start learning.
Compared to last year, I was known as the troublemaker. If it wasn't for the principal and the teachers and all the support, I don't think I'd still be in the school.
Cogra High has been identified as one of the biggest improvers in the country in NAPLAN results. Results for all schools are published today on the My School website. The Australian Curriculum and Assessment Authority manages NAPLAN. Its CEO is Robert Randall.
Those schools that are showing significant gain show that improvements can be made. Those schools become the ones where people can ask, if they can do it, why not us?
Despite the gains some schools have made, there are continuing calls for NAPLAN to be reviewed. The Primary Principals Association is concerned it's not functioning as a diagnostic tool for teachers, as President Phil Seymour explains.
Look, I think it's time for a review of NAPLAN. 10 years on, let's look at how it's being used and the best thing we can use it for.
That's a call Cogra High Principal Julie Ross also supports.
The kinds of standardised testing that NAPLAN has become doesn't give us the information that we need about kids. It's used by the My School website inappropriately. It's used to promote school achievement and it's used to denigrate other schools. And I just think that that's inappropriate.
Principal Julie Ross, ending that report by Natasha Robinson.